Jesus has been baptized by John the Baptist, that wild-eyed prophet down at the river, and God spoke directly to him and called him my beloved son with whom I am well pleased. Those who criticize Jesus, like many modern people, believe that it was okay for a person to speak directly to God, that we could call that prayer. But they did have some question about God speaking directly to an individual. They thought it might mean that he was crazy. After that baptism, though, Jesus went about Galilee preaching. He preached that the kingdom of God was no further away than their fingertips. And people believed him. They believed him when he held that promise out to them, that crowds began to follow him, and a number of people left their workaday lives to follow him full time. Jesus had never gone to seminary. He had no certification as a rabbi. He didn't have any theological faculty to rely upon in his preaching and teaching. He claimed it came directly from God. Directly from God as a personal gift to him and to him alone. Jesus had no problems about repeatedly violating Sabbath observance, the supreme act of worship in Judaism. His power over disease was frightening. He healed a leper, and the rabbis figured that that was about as likely as raising the dead. He healed a paralytic and had the unimaginable nerve to do it by forgiving the man's sins, the prerogative of God alone. On top of all this, Jesus called a tax collector to be a disciple and had a dinner party for a bunch of sinners and ne'er-do-wells. When confronted with his loose behavior, Jesus told the scribes and Pharisees that he hadn't come to call the virtuous, but he had come to be with the broken, the lonely, the misfits, the moral shipwrecks of the world. For Jesus, when it came to being related to God, there was no question of merit whatsoever. Righteousness is the reward of grace alone. It cannot be earned. People should forget the good they have done, remember the things they shouldn't have done that they did, or the things that they should have done that they didn't, and then fling themselves on the mercy of God. All along, Jesus' message is a consistent one. It's a consistent one that can be summed up in that wonderful phrase, "The heart of the human problem is the problem of the human heart." And it is those hearts, our hearts, which Jesus came to touch and change and turn toward himself.